This is an interview with Robert Cottingham in his studio in Newtown, Connecticut, on July 27, 1998. Robert Brown, the interviewer. Bob, I thought we might just take this rather biographically, and perhaps we could talk about your background, your upbringing. You were born in Brooklyn, New York, in 1935.
That's right.
Was your family in the arts, or was there some connection with what you later
No, there was no connection at all. I think everyone was mystified by my drawing talent and where it might have come from. I did have one aunt, my father's sister, that could draw, and I remember seeing a couple of her drawings, but I don't think she spent much time at it either. So it really was really came from out of nowhere, as far as everybody can figure.
And it came pretty early, didn't it?
It came very early. I realized that I've always wanted to be an artist of one form or another, and there were a lot of changes in my choice as I grew up. It started off where I thought I'd be an architect, because I've just been playing with blocks. My mother would suggest that might be something I'd be interested in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Later I was a cartoonist. I did a lot of Sunday cartoons, strips for myself, obviously. Then I wanted to be an industrial designer, and I took that in high school, Brooklyn Tech High School.
Well, was your family sort of a middle-class family who had been in Brooklyn for a while?
Yes, they were. My father was, yes. His ancestors went back quite a ways in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Someone told me that there was a tugboat company that was part of the family at one time. I never did zero in on that, or even know the name of it, but that was lost last century sometime.
Oh.
And other than that, I don't...
What part of Brooklyn did you grow up in?
I grew up in... I knew you were going to ask me that, so I made this little map.
Okay, so we can kind of get a good idea.
I'm completely confused about this. And my father always said that we lived in South Brooklyn. This is when I grew up. That's what he called our neighborhood, South Brooklyn. This is a map of Brooklyn. Here's Manhattan, and this is North, all right?
Right.
Oh, this is where we live.
Sort of West Central.
South?
sort of West Central, it looks like.
So I can't really figure out. And I never heard anyone else. I've asked people, and anyone I meet that has any connection with Brooklyn at all, I'll ask them this question. And I haven't gotten a straight answer yet.
So where were you? Were you fairly near Prospect Park?
Right. We were near Prospect
the Great
Park, and even nearer to Greenwood Cemetery. Mm-hmm. It was kind of an extension of Park Slope. If you were to continue climbing the numbers, for instance, from 8th Street or 10th Street and go higher, when you got to 22nd Street, that's the street that we were.
That's where you were.
And between 6th and 7th Avenues.
Okay.
So I've yet to come up with the name of the neighborhood. I notice now that real estate agents are calling it Sunset Park, which it never was. Sunset Park didn't start until the low 40s. Now suddenly that's been stretched down to encompass where we were living like that. That doesn't make any sense.
Was that perhaps just some devious or some selling point on there?
Obviously,
of
yes.
Theirs,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. It's like when we left London, we used to live in Fulham. We'll talk about that later. But when we left, the estate agents, as the real estate agents are called there, were referring to it as West Chelsea. So these things happen.
It was quite a different thing, yes. You hold this. Well, was your father a professional of some sort, or what?
He was a dock worker for many years. He was a longshoreman, and he worked on Pier 33 in Brooklyn, which was the Booth Line, and he was a checker. And what he did was, I guess he had a clipboard in his hand most of the time, and he watched what came off and what went onto the ships.
Was the Booth Line a freight line or a?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Before that, he had some office jobs. He worked in a bank at one point, and I remember when I was very young, he worked at a company called, I think it must have been Recording and Statistical, which was a mouthful for a little kid to say. That's why I remember it so well. I don't know what that company was.
Do you remember going down? Did you spend any time at all on the waterfront in Brooklyn?
I did, yeah. I would visit him. He'd take me down there to show me to his co-workers when I was little and have a lunch with him once in a while there.
Yeah.
And that was thrilling to see a whole different world with this activity going on.
Yeah.
There were tracks, obviously there were trains that would come in there, boxcars were being loaded and all of that. Yeah. So that probably impressed me and had some place in my later work.
Yeah, that's interesting, certainly,
yeah.
In light of some aspects of your work. Whereas where you